land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, she's a traveling lady. Yes, even with these snowy roads out there, she's getting ready to board a flight here in a couple hours. And we appreciate Tammy Clark, the Vice President of Stand Up Michigan, coming on the show today. Good morning, Tammy.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Great to be with you again.
Yes. Hey, I want to thank you for organizing that meeting with Kent County Stand Up Michigan chapter last night, Mike Farage and all the Patriots that were there. You guys had some major news that you rolled out and kind of explained to the folks. Tell everybody what you and Ron Armstrong have been working on for the last, year and a half, it seems like.
Yeah, so the past few years, you know, Stand Up Michigan was born out of the lockdowns and the mandates, right? When that righteous anger that hit a few of us just prompted this organization to be born as a way to fight back against the tyranny and just say, no, we're not doing it, we're not having it. And this big Facebook group turned into a very large, influential organization that is now working behind the scenes on the national level with U.S. House Freedom Caucus members, other national organizations. And so we realize going into this election year, we have been realizing that our state party, the Michigan GOP, is not going to be any help to our candidates this year. It's in complete disarray and meltdown. And we've known this. We've been watching this for quite some time, knowing what was coming. And so we've been strategizing and talking with others that we work with, other leaders and organizations we work with, elected officials, candidates for office, people like you, utilizing our media capital and resources. And we've been realizing that it's going to have to be up to we the people to organize, to strategize, and to figure this out, working with our national relationships and the national money coming in, helping to direct that to key races in our state, and then organizing the people to be the solution to go knock the doors and get behind these campaigns. And so that's really what we kind of announced last night, was the creation of these regional hubs that we are creating in the state of Michigan, collectively, collaboratively with our state chapters that are very highly involved and engaged in their communities, their city councils, their school boards, their county commissions, having helped flip a lot of these county commissions back to getting good conservative people on these boards and managing their own local governments again. We've also been reaching out with, one of the things we announced last night was we're going to be working with our local county GOPs regionally on a regional basis, because the county GOPs, they are responsible for fundraising to get good candidates elected, right? And the one thing they don't have is the people, the human capital, the human resources to go knock those doors and work those campaigns. So working together with our county GOPs, and we had representatives from the Kent County GOP and the Ottawa County GOP at the meeting last night as a show of solidarity of what we are doing together in collaboration, because we have really created something that is going to be very powerful and unified, giving people singular focus, laser focused on winning elections this year. And that's it. We're not focusing on anything else this year except fighting for these candidates, boots on the ground campaigns, organizing the people into strike forces to go work these specific precinct and district races, especially those key races where we know we can take back our House and we can hold our U.S. House and take back our U.S. Senate. So that's what we're up to, and I think it's going to be a pretty powerful thing to watch the people go get it done this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're going to ask you to stay on through the break. We're, again, speaking with Tammy Clark. She is the vice president of Stand Up Michigan, the entire statewide organization. And we're going to talk a little bit about some realignments. We've got some new job responsibilities for some folks, and we'll get into all that. Tammy Clark, I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. Short break. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Staying on through the break is Tammy Clark. Again, she's the vice president of Stand Up Michigan statewide organization. And Tammy, last night in speaking with the folks there in Kent County, Ottawa County, a lot of the surrounding areas, you announced that there's going to be some new alignment situation, job responsibilities going on as a result of these national organizations networking with Stand Up Michigan and all of the volunteers you guys have. There's some new roles that you're going to be responsible for and even realigning some other folks.
Yeah, and it's exciting. So Michael Farage, who is, as you know, is an activist of all activists. He has been the chapter president for the last 3 years of the Kent County chapter. But Michael is also an amazing campaign worker. He has worked with AFP and FreedomWorks. He knows how to knock doors. He knows how to organize teams of people and work these campaigns. And that's going to be so critical this year. So as we've been strategizing for the last couple of months about how we're going to use the Kent County chapter, which has 700 plus members, and then the outreach community, how are we going to use this Kent County chapter to be a hub? We decided to ask Michael to move into a campaign coordinator role so that we could use him to train people and to equip people to go help to knock doors in certain precincts or key races in districts. And then I stepped in as the chapter president because I live in Kent County. So this is in my backyard. This is my home chapter. So I agreed to step in and handle the administrative roles, the organizing roles, the managing roles of the chapter to free Michael to go really put together strike teams of people to go work on these campaigns to get these good candidates elected.
Well, now, it's kind of interesting because I know Michael, he's been up here in the first congressional district. He's knocked doors for candidates, you know, for many years. He was out knocking doors for Neil Friske when he was getting elected to the 107th. He's worked on Senate campaigns. He's been all over the place. But Michael does this all across the state. I mean, he just doesn't focus on northern Michigan because we're so beautiful up here, or Kent County. He actually travels all over the state of Michigan.
Correct, and he travels all over the country, actually. FreedomWorks and AFP actually will have him traveling all over the country working on key races because he's very, very good at what he does. He's very effective at these campaigns. And so we asked him if he would start training people on how to duplicate himself. So, you know, people that are interested in helping with door knocking, making phone calls, sending texts through Align Act campaigns and all that. And he agreed to do that. So we're very excited. We need people in key roles where their skill sets really shine right now if we're going to be the most effective and efficient, because we only have 10 months till the election. So we have to get it together fast. And we've been working on this behind the scenes, but we were able to make the big announcements of moving people into key roles because we've got national leaders that are talking to us, asking us, you know, for advice on different candidates, where they should put their money. There are donors that are willing to put millions of dollars into our races in Michigan because we are still a battleground state. And our races here, some of our races here in Michigan are some of the key national races as well. So we've got donors, we've got money. Now we just need to organize the people. They have asked us, do you have the people? Can you get it done? And so we have to do that. We have to take the money, use it responsibly, and go get these candidates elected.
Well, we're excited because two chapters up here in our listening area, Sheboygan County and Presque County, Don Compton and Dar Olson and Rick Selva and Jimmy Rieger and so many other Patriots are part of Stand Up Michigan up here.
Yep.
And, you know, they're also members of the Presque and Sheboygan County Republican Party. Rick Selva is the chair of Sheboygan. We've got Bob Britsky and all his Patriots over there in Presque. So it's basically you saying we've got the experience of organizing a statewide organization. Now we're just going to break it down to the county level.
Right, exactly. And we are working with a lot of other state organizations and leaders. So this is not just Stand Up Michigan. This is not just a Stand Up Michigan effort. This is an organizational effort, being very strategic, linking arms with anybody and everybody that we can who is like-minded and focused on winning elections this year.
Now, one other thing that I found to be very interesting is you said that you are going to actually work out, network with the local Republican county parties at the county level. This means the party actually working with Stand Up Michigan. So it's going to be all hands on deck, kind of a team effort.
correct. And we've recognized that we're not going to get anywhere with the state party, with MIGOP. But what we can do is make great gains working at the local county GOP levels, because so many of the local county GOPs, a lot of the new board members and the officers of these county GOPs are really good conservative people who have stood up to run for those positions. And they're very excited to be working with us because we all have the same goals: identify good candidates, help to raise money for those candidates, then go work really hard, roll up our sleeves, go knock those doors, work those campaigns, and help to get them elected. So it's all coming together now very, very seamlessly, in a very unified way, which I think is so critically important right now, that we give the people something to focus on and hope and unity as we work together collaboratively.
I got a text message from one of our listeners. He's actually in Sheboygan. And he said, these other national organizations, can't mention necessarily right now who they are. You're still working out, negotiating the details. But do you feel that they've actually conveyed to you guys that they actually plan on giving money? Are they actually going to support us with, you know, actual resources, money like that?
Absolutely. Yes, we are really working with a lot of these national organizations that's what they do. They have very large donor bases that are committed to getting good conservative candidates elected. And so we are talking with them behind the scenes. We are working with them. We will be very publicly talking about that at our leadership conference in a couple of weekends. But yeah, they basically are telling us we've got millions of dollars to fund these campaigns, and they've identified 33 key critical national races, and three of those 33 are in Michigan. So that's what we're excited about. They're getting behind us with the money. We just need to get the people to go out there and work the campaigns to get them elected.
Right. I got Kristen Marcus. He's part of the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee, longtime Antrim County Commissioner. He's now back in the private sector, you know, making some real money. Mm-hmm. And he says, Stand Up Michigan is over the target, realizes that the Democrats have been doing this exact same tactic for years.
Yes.
And, you know, it's time that we say, okay, let's start operating our political movements and all of our efforts kind of following their script, basically.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what we've been saying for a long time, that, you know, we have got to stop fighting each other. We have got to get it together. We've got to get organized. We don't all have to agree on everything. To focus on the things we do agree on, get behind the candidates. Whoever wins our primary, guys, we've got to get behind. And we've got to work together in unity to get these people elected. And that's the thing. The Democrats, they hate each other. But when it comes to elections, they work together to get their candidate elected. And that's where we as conservatives have got to learn and take a lesson from them, take a chapter from their playbook. We've got to knock it off. I keep saying that, like, stop fighting each other. And who's fighting the real enemy if we're all so busy fighting each other?
Like, right.
We've had enough of that. And so now we're giving people somewhere to focus their energies and unite as working as one team towards one goal, and that is winning elections, period. We're not getting involved in anything else this year. No petitions, no other initiatives, nothing else that's going to distract us from winning elections. Because if we don't win these elections this year, nothing else will matter. That's what it comes down to.
Absolutely. Well, one text message I got from Mark, he says, do you guys have a chapter in Genesee County? He said Genesee County is so corrupt and we need help. He's questioning even whether Stand Up can even work there. But Genesee County, do you know anybody there?
Yes, we actually did start a chapter there, and we had they were immediately targeted by another group, and it was fractured. But we have a couple of people in Genesee County that continue to participate in our leadership events, that continue to stay close to us. They just don't have enough people to work together as one group, as one team in unity. There's so much division in that county. So yes, if you are interested, I can connect you with the chapter leader of that organization who could really use some help just getting people together and working together on common goals.
Sure, absolutely. Now, you mentioned leadership conference. Do you still have some slots open if people want to attend the upcoming leadership conference?
Well, our leadership conference was created. This is our third annual conference. It was originally created just for our chapter leaders to give them some strategic goals and vision. This is for leaders of organizations. It's for elected officials. It's for influential citizen activists that we work with, candidates for office, pastors. So it's not open to the public. It's a very high-level strategy leadership conference where we're going to be laying out some things. We're going to have our national leaders and some donors there, the national organizations that we work with that are going to provide information, especially on the upcoming elections, strategy, data, where we stand right now, what's going on with the parties, with the growing independent base, information on Proposal 2, how has it changed the game, and what do we need to do? Well, how do we need to pivot our strategies now to win elections in 24? So it's a very high-level leadership a conference for leaders right now is an invitation only.
Got it. I apologize for that. I thought
that's
part of it was open to the public. One other text message just came in. Very interested in getting involved. Is there a good way or an easy website for me to go to where I could find my local chapter?
Yes, go to standupmichigan.com. Active chapters right now are on our website, standupmichigan.com.
Okay, got it. Yeah, because you broke up for a second.
Yeah,
now,
on
on the website, so when they go to standupmichigan.com, they can actually go there and find, search out a actual county and then see who to contact.
Correct. They can actually look up their local counties. And if you have any questions at all, just shoot an email to info@standupmichigan.com, and it will be directed to the correct person.
Okay, perfect. Info as an email at standupmichigan.com.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Well, we know you're on the road and heading over to the airport, and we appreciate you giving us a field report as to what was discussed last night down here in Grand Rapids. And you have safe travels and have a safe flight.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for your support. I look forward to working with you and all of your listeners in the upcoming election year.
Amen, absolutely. All right, Tammy, stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Again, that was Tammy Clark, Vice President of Stand Up Michigan, now actually going to be the president of the Kent County chapter of Stand Up Michigan, her home chapter, as Mike Farage has been reassigned and going to be some activist training going on around the state of Michigan, traveling all over, talking in different counties, organizing, teaching people how to knock on doors, how to do walking lists, how to do the tracking phone apps that they have available, and help raise money for local county parties. So greatly appreciate them and all the efforts, and appreciate Tammy coming on this morning as she's being driven to the airport. And thank you to her daughter for doing that. Let's see. Kristen, I will definitely send you the link. Text me the email address, Kristen, you want me to send that to, and we'll be able to get you that information. So, wow. I got to tell you, man, it was a lot of information, a lot of news breaking last night, and we're even going to have Mike Farage on in the third hour to talk about the grassroots activism, the training, door knocking, walking lists, all that. We're going to get into that with him in the next hour. But, you know, this is exactly what I've been preaching, folks, for the last 2 years. This is my vision as well. It was kind of ironic. Tammy and I and Ron Armstrong, we hadn't even talked. And I had come up with this plan. I announced it on the radio in December. I told you guys on New Year's Day I would be rolling it out. And this is exactly what I was saying. Politics is local. If you take care of your county, if you take care of your city, your township, your village, and your county party, and you become strong, unified, and money in the bank, you can spend it wisely this election year. Voter guides, knocking on doors, getting all the resources. That's what they're going to do, and that's what we're going to do. Bomb the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.